Good morning, morons, and welcome to the Good Morning Morons podcast. I am your host, BSA Memes, but if you're a listener and you are subscribed to our podcast, you are allowed to call me by my first name, Leroy Jenkins, otherwise known as Josh.
I am Sloth.
And I am Voga.
Whoa. So yeah, we got the trio on call today to discuss a few things. First, I'd like to cover the sad result of the Starship. Got axed this morning. I woke up so early to watch it, and then Elon's like, nah, we're pausing it. So, but it's launching on 420, so that's pretty cool.
I'm not up to date on my Starship lore. Why'd they scrub it?
They scrubbed it because, like, a frozen pressure valve.
Just unfreeze it. Oh. Damn.
Yeah. It's Florida. How can you freeze something in Florida?
Oh, yeah, the fiery
When you're dealing with cryogenic chambers and a shitload of liquid oxygen and stuff like that, things are pretty icy. So I get why. And, like, it'd be quite unfortunate to launch and it immediately blows up. Like, would be very, very sad. So,
I mean, it's
way better to launch on 420 because, you know,
oh, yeah,
funny number. But it's also Hitler's birthday. So it's kind of like a. I'm pretty sure. Let me confirm that that's his birthday because I've always heard that, like, the 420 number is funny, but it's also Hitler's birthday.
It is. Yeah.
I thought it was. Yeah, Hitler's birthday is on 420. Yeah, so
he was born in 1889. Oh, jeez.
What a man, apparently. So yeah, so the Starship is launching on Hitler's birthday. Whoop de doo. But yeah, so we will be watching that. Funny enough, if you pay attention to the Instagram, our entire theme for Jambo is SpaceX. So that's why we're kind of engaged in watching it. So we're pretty excited. If you are a Memes Plus subscriber, you get to see all the brand spanking new patch designs, and you actually get to help us design the patch. So definitely sub to us if you're interested in helping with us on voting for different patch colors, patch designs, merchandise. We're doing pins, so that should be enticing. So stay tuned for Jambo.
Possibly Memes Plus meetups.
Wink, wink, wink. We might have to bring pizza or something. Or hopefully Chick-fil-A will be there. I don't know. We'll see.
Brad.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, we can get cakes and cookies. That's always
nice. Oh, they get stale crackers.
We'll get whatever leftover kazoos there are, and we'll just tell them to eat them.
Yes.
Eat the kazoos.
Kazoos will be plentiful.
Somehow we will bake them down. We're going to get like a propane or a butane gas stove. We're just going to cook the kazoos down in a stew and serve them up.
We're going to make one mega kazoo to
eat.
Yeah. You break multiple world records. World's largest kazoo and the most kazoos played at once. Or I guess it would be world's largest kazoo made of other kazoos.
Yeah, there you go. Very specifically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to think about that. There's a lot of things out there that could very well be world records that you just never even did, or that you just did once. Like, imagine you took a pack of sponges, right? And you diced them up into, like, the size of, like, diced potatoes. And then you threw them in a stew. No one's ever done that. No one has ever done that.
What would the world record be?
Stew.
Yeah, I guess how many stews you made. I don't fucking know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. And then you eat it, I guess. I don't fucking know.
No but one.
Like, there's just,
did you know that
it's so easy to do things? Go ahead.
Breaking world record is so expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
You to talk about how much of a scam world records are.
So
it really is. Looking it's the most into genius it. Thing ever.
Yeah, we were looking into it, and it's going to cost $14,000 to break a world
record.
Holy
shit.
Jeez.
I thought it used to be $7,000.
But that's via business. So I think apparently if you apply to break a world record as a singular person, it's free.
I thought you had to pay like a fee for them to consider your application.
I thought so too.
You might. I think it's only $5 though.
And
if you want it, like, it's gonna take 12 weeks, and if you want it like it done in 4, you gotta pay like $200.
Oh, you also have to pay
for fucking what? All you're doing is just the guy goes over to you, he sees it done, he's like, "Yep, you did it," and that's that. Like, what?
You don't even need the adjudicator.
You know, the wildest part is they also make money off of those book sales as well.
Yeah,
they do every year.
They make.
Oh, but those, all right, but those book sales were lit. I love those books. Oh, yeah. I will. That is one thing I will say is worth it. Because as a kid, you go to the book fair and you buy that shit, and you're like, holy fuck. That was the
number
fuck.
One book at those Scholastic
Hell yeah.
The joy you would get from walking into your gym and seeing them all set up.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly right. The book fair was like the best fucking time on planet Earth. Oh, like, yeah. I don't know much joy anymore. That is one of those few things that like brought me joy in life.
Joy, but I know for one thing, the Scholastic Book Fair was one of the last childlike joys I ever had.
Yeah, I definitely missed that shit. Oh, but like, could you imagine, like, I don't know, a fucking college book fair? That'd be boring as shit.
It'd just be a bunch of
it'd either be textbooks or some like cringy fucking weird shit, like anime erotica or some odd uncomfortable stuff.
Or, you know, books about feelings, like
gross.
Hedron, brace yourself in today's society.
I don't give a shit. I just want to read about Flat Stanley and Captain Underpants.
Instead of like cool erasers and pens, it would be like rocks, like the geodes and stuff.
Yeah. And like condoms and shit, like it just be so like unfortunate things.
$15 coupon to Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, that would be pretty fucking depressing. You know that meme where it's like, I think it was a BuzzFeed video or whatever. Where it's like, it's a girl. She's like, you know, this is why I hate video games because it appeals to the male fantasy. Like it's that, but with kid like. I don't want to read about people's feelings. I don't want to adapt to that shit. Me, as an adult person, I could read Captain Underpants and apply his life to my life and learn something from it. I don't want to fucking read some stupid feelings book as an adult.
That is your right as a person to be able to read Captain Underpants.
As an American, I have the freedom to read Captain Underpants.
Read Captain Underpants. And I don't think... Nope. One should be able to take those invaluable rights away from you.
No damn president's going to tell me I can't read Captain Underpants to my children. God damn Biden.
The morals
that man in America, he won't let me read Captain Underpants.
The morals that man instilled in me were more valuable than any damn school I've ever been to.
The morals instilled by Captain Underpants. Yeah. Do they still make books of them? I'm gonna be upset.
They're still making Diary of Wimpy Kid books.
Are they really?
That is the most. Yeah, that is the most money making like thing ever. Like he just like writes like in total the actual book's only like 10 pages of actual words, and the rest are just really shitty drawings. Like that man. That man's a genius. They are still making them. Wow. Oh, yeah.
They made one this year.
They've got some called Dogman and Cat Kid out now too. That's weird.
Oh jeez.
I remember
Captain Underpants and the Sensational Saga of Sir Stinks-a-Lot. Wow. That's beautiful.
Diary of the Wimpy Kid was the book you had to like reserve in advance if you wanted to get at the book fair.
Yeah.
It was always the ones the teachers were like kind of iffy to let you read for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, I had a teacher like back in kindergarten or first grade or something like that. So you know how they had the book fair, but then they also sent you home with those like little like paper pamphlets of all a bunch of books that you could order and shit. I had a teacher like kindergarten or first grade or something like that, that would mark out books that you weren't allowed to read according to her. And it was things like Captain Underpants and Diary of a Wimpy Kid and stuff. And it's like, what the fuck? Why? And she's like, because it's a bad influence. And I'm like, so my mom was like, this is fucking bullshit. So she'd order them anyways. But like the teacher hated her because like, no, you're not allowed to read Captain Underpants. It's inappropriate for children. But I fucking read all of it.
Crazy. So
I would not have been
that's why I'm a real man.
If I didn't have Diary of a Wimpy Kid by my side for those development years.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid and like what was that Nickelodeon show? Ned's Declassified or whatever?
Yeah,
that was a fucking good
school guide.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good fucking show too. Like those two things raised me. No one else did. Diary of a Wimpy Kid and Ned's Declassified. That's why I am who I am now.
Tropica went so hard in school.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It'd be the one kid who had the like premium version of Pop Tropica, and he'd be like the hot because he got to go on the exclusive islands.
Yeah. This might be before you guys' time, but did you have the opportunity to use Webkinz?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Gotcha. I didn't do it much either. But it blew my mind when I did it. Like, as a kid, I was like looking back, it's the dumbest fucking thing ever. It's just a code, and it gives you like a character online. It's like, all right. And then I'm talking to a bunch of like creepy pedos, I guess, because that's definitely who was on there. Like, no doubt about it.
Like Skylanders, if you think about it, was like the biggest money making.
It was the ever. Polished version of that. Yeah. So Skylanders was a bit before or a bit after me, but my little brother got into it, and I like played with him a lot on that game to help him beat it, and like that was pretty lit. I will say that was a very cool version.
But like financially awful. They sold you this $60 game plus Portal, and then they had you buying all of these like hundreds of figures. So, like, on top of that, I don't remember how much each figure was.
It's, like, the most genius moneymaker, though. Like, props to them. Because, like, everyone was like, holy fuck, I gotta get everything.
I never got into Skylanders because, like, I knew that I would want all of them. And I was thinking about the prices. Like,
dangerous game.
But then Lego came out with, what is that?
Oh, their portals or dimensions?
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Dimensions.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, and that was a really cool thing.
Wasn't there Disney Infinity or something?
Yeah, Disney Infinity, and it was up for a year, and then they're like, fuck this, and threw it away.
We also got that for our Wii, but the amount of times they changed it and then made characters not work with certain pads.
Yeah.
Game itself wasn't a game. It was too hard to get into.
Leave it to fucking Disney.
No,
I am not surprised.
There is Skylanders going for $400.
Oh my!
Oh yeah, that checks out. That does not surprise me at all, actually. Yeah, nostalgia.
Used
for sure.
Yeah, used.
Nostalgia is a motherfucker. It will make you buy fucking anything. That's crazy.
Dude, that's wild.
So speaking of Disney. This is me doing like a really bad tangent of subject. Disney, Universal, Illumination made the Mario movie. Did anyone see it? I have not seen it.
I have not seen it. I want to.
All right. Give us a review.
I would say I'll do a spoiler free, but there really isn't anything to spoil.
Checks out. I mean, I imagine Bowser captures the princess. And then Mario and Luigi go to help rescue the princess, but she's already probably escaped by the time they get there.
Actually, it's more like, so Mario and Luigi are like, they're average, you know, greasy Italian plumbers in New York.
Oh, I see.
Ew.
Greasy.
They end up like finding a green warp pipe in the sewers of Brooklyn.
Uh-huh.
And they get sucked into this alternate dimension.
Weird. That's also dangerous, but okay.
And they end up getting split up, and Mario finds Peach, and Peach is like this femdom, like does everything, like girl boss.
Does like, Mario become her femboy, her little sissy femboy?
For a period, but he ends up like.
Oh God.
But then the story goes on. They go to, like, they have to recruit Donkey Kong because Bowser's, you know, tearing everything up, and he's got a superstar.
That's interesting.
It's a really good movie. There's really no substance to it. And then in the end, they end up defeating Bowser. Everyone's happy. The way they defeat him is kind of weird. This is a spoiler. Do you guys mind if I say this?
Go for it. I don't intend to see it. Audience, if you don't want the spoiler, you have been warned.
Just go like 5 minutes from now, maybe.
Yeah.
They end up, like, the whole movie, they're showing the power-ups, and Mario has this whole thing where he hates eating mushrooms, and that's, like, a big point. So at the end, the way they defeat Bowser is Peach, like, shoves one of the shrink mushrooms in his mouth, and then they put him in a glass jar.
Oh, damn, that's kind of boring.
Do you know, like, the internet context behind putting, like, a figurine
in a jar? Yeah, yeah. Cum jar. Yeah, dude. Rainbow Dash in the cum jar.
But Jack Black as Bowser steals the show.
I imagine so.
That's the only reason why I kind of want to see it.
He made a whole song for the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. It's actually a really good song for what it is. Like, there's the videos out of, like, Bowser singing it, but then there's also Jack Black singing it. He's, like, rolling all over the floor, screaming and stuff. Yeah. It's so funny. Dude, Jack Black is a legend. He and his, like, kid during COVID started, like, a YouTube channel. And, like, for the first, like, 6 months, the whole point of the YouTube channel from those first episodes was, like, hey, guys, I'm getting my setup going on. I got to get a good PC and stuff, blah, 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 blah. I got to get up a gaming setup, and then we're going to start doing streams. Then he posts constantly over the 6 months, creating and concocting, like, crazy reasons why he still hasn't done it. And then, like, after and it's just, like, genius, like, humor, like, that he's come up with. And then, like, after the 6 months, you're starting to watch his first YouTube video where he's gaming. And, like, you're 5 minutes in, and he's, like, actually playing the game, you think. And then all of a sudden, he's like, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. I've been faking it all this time. And he rips apart a perfected green screen around his face to make it look like he's actually streaming. It blew everyone's minds. We're like, what the fuck? And he's like, I've been lying to you all this time. Finally, he actually did start gaming. But, like, the dude is a comedic genius. I love him so much. Like, Jack Black is amazing. He's so fucking funny.
The craziest part about this movie is when he proposed this song, they accepted it. But apparently he proposed one for Jumanji as well, and they didn't, like, they were like, no.
What? Why wouldn't they? He was great in Jumanji, too. He was really funny.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like when you know how, like, when, like, they redo a movie, they normally, like, tear it to shreds and it's fucking awful. Mm-hmm. I will say Jumanji was one of those few where I watched and I was like, actually, this is not half bad of a remake.
I was quite impressed.
Yeah, it wasn't, like, stupid or pardon my French, but, like, I don't want to say woke, but it's that, like, new age, like, bullshit where nobody can have hurt feelings. We can't make fun of anyone, blah, 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 blah. It's like, bro, the whole fucking point of all these movies that everyone likes is because, like, they went after everyone and they made, like, or it was just a damn good movie. Like, you don't have much of that anymore these days. But Jumanji was one of those that I will say was pretty damn good.
No, but my verdict on the Mario movie, definitely watch it. If you're expecting, like, substance and plot, you're in the wrong
place. Movie. Yeah.
It's just, like, a stupid fun movie where they, like, reference a lot of the games. So that's cool. if you play it when you're young, you'll, like, be like, oh my god, that's from this game or something like that.
Right. It's
great. Jack Black does an amazing job. Chris Pratt doesn't do, I mean, it's tolerable. He doesn't really do a voice, so it's not like it's awful, but it's not good either.
I feel like you couldn't do the voice that long though. Like, could you imagine listening to that actual Mario for like 2 hours? I feel like
that's true. They had the actual voice.
It'd be hard to show emotion. Oh, did they?
Yeah, he made cameos.
That's cool.
He was just there. That's kind of cool. Couple scenes. He'd be like, "It's a me" for like one scene. He was like, "It's a me, Mario." Not like that, obviously. I'm not doing the voice.
Right. Yeah.
And then another.
Can you do the voice though?
Like, he went like, "Yeah." I don't know if my mic picked it up.
If you do the voice, we could turn it into our soundboard.
Yeah.
Yahoo!
Yahoo!
There you go.
He did that, and like the whole time, it's just like stupid fun. And then they they do a Mario Kart section. Donkey Kong is Seth Rogen, and at one point he does the laugh, which I thought was so funny. It's just him on screen going like,
that's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, I figured it was going to be good solely on the fact that Nintendo is so strict on what they license out. Yeah, they like make sure not to fuck around. So, and if they see anyone fucking around with one of their things, they'll like send the cease and desist immediately and take down literally anyone and everyone. So, yeah, I figured it was going to be good. The I don't know. Animated movies are kind of like iffy nowadays, but it's good to see one that's actually decent. So, yeah, or like Minions, really, where everyone rolled up in the suit
in a while.
Yeah. So
I heard Sonic 2 is pretty good. I haven't seen that.
Sonic. So, yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of Sonic from being a kid, so that's kind of why I enjoy it. But really, the whole point of the Sonic movies, really, that like makes them, is Jim Carrey. The man's a legend. Yeah. Like, it's. I mean, the problem is they're like, Jim Carrey just plays Jim Carrey. He doesn't really play anyone else. Like, there's a very staple that is just him. That's Jim Carrey.
That's the thing same with like movie
The Rock. He doesn't really play anyone. He just sits there and broods and makes his like dumb like face reaction, and that's it. Like in Black Adam, he just sits there and just stares.
He does a good job, but like the whole movie, you can tell it's obviously Jack Black. Like, he has his own inflections and everything. Right.
Yeah.
It seems movies nowadays are like adding comedians for people to watch. Like, did you see who they got? Melissa McCarthy.
Oh, Ursula. Yeah. That is, it looks so dumb. Like, especially the CGI fish, they look so fucking freaky. They look disturbing.
It's like Polar Express. Jesus.
Didn't they do a Lion King movie not too long ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, but with the live action Lion King, they made him look too realistic, so people complained that like you couldn't see facial reactions. So Disney's like, okay, so that means everyone wants cartoon but in real life. And like, have you seen those fish?
No.
All right, I'm gonna show you a picture of them. Look, this what's the blue fish's name?
Flounder.
Yeah. Look at this image, sloth. Look at this godforsaken creature. Yeah. It's so weird.
Dude, what is this critter that I am looking at?
Yeah, it is quite disturbing.
The crab is not
bad, but it's also just literally a crab. Like, here's Sebastian. But like, yeah, Flounder is god awful. He looks like he's like a fucking Five Nights at Freddy's creature or some shit.
Needs to be put down.
Yeah, like the ring around his neck makes it look like he's like a stitched on face. Like, everything about it is just awful, like absolutely disturbing. So yeah, that'll be fun.
My dreams tonight.
I refuse to see all the remakes because it's the same fucking story. They're not doing anything. Like, they just announced like a live action Moana, bro. That just released like 5 years ago. My gosh, like,
well, I heard they got The Rock to play The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll make it a bit better.
The Rock is The Rock. I would never guessed.
What if like The Rock is just like they just transplant his face on an actual rock?
I would love that.
I will watch it if that was
The Rock plays the little green stone that she carries around.
There you go. Yeah, the live action shit, like, it's just rehashing stuff that does not need rehashing. Like, everyone that wanted to see Moana has seen Moana. They're just trying to milk the cash cow as far as they can go. But that's Disney these days. I mean, no surprise there.
They can't make new shit. And the stuff that, like, people liked, for some reason, they don't do.
Like, they've taken them down.
How many years to make a third National Treasure?
That's a good, and it's not even a good one. They took Nicolas Cage out and turned it into a shitty TV series. Bro, what the fuck?
No, that's the TV show. They're still making a movie.
Oh, they are? Are they bringing Cage back? Are they
Yeah, okay, they're bringing everyone back.
All right, I was about to say, because I'm going to be pissed, because like,
but Nicolas
Cage is the funny part of the movie. Sucked. Yeah, well, I tried watching it because I was like, and it's a kids show, but I don't give a shit. I tried watching it and I was like, what is this? This is awful. Like, what the fuck?
So I watched all of it, but like,
the only one very few references. For me, yeah. The only one that's acceptable for me is the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, the TV series. That was actually pretty damn good. That one was good. I'll give him that. But that's because it's Tim Allen. Like,
yeah,
very clearly just that's the reason.
I don't know. I feel like everything's going in the direction of like the new Mummy movie where they just stripped Brendan Fraser from it. And Brendan Fraser was like the only one who made the Mummy series good.
Yeah.
That's why Top Gun was such like a hit last year is because like, it was exactly like people were freaking out like, oh, please, God, don't actually do Top Gun and ruin it. And like, I guess it's, since it's Lionsgate, they don't have much to like, they don't have much in the first place. They're like, we can't fuck this up. So they basically just gave Tom Cruise and was like, look, do whatever. Make it awesome. Make it epic. And when people, I mean, I went multiple times because I thought it was a damn good movie from what it was. So like, it wasn't like amazingly great as the first one. And they were kind of like, oh, yeah, the enemy. And it's like, who's the enemy? They're like, the enemy. Like, they didn't put any label on it, but at least it was better than damn anything else that's been remade.
And there's just, like, I feel like everything, we're just in a cycle of them digging up old franchises and then parading
their shaking any. yeah.
Like look at the Matrix movie that came out not too long ago.
It was absolutely awful. Yeah, I hate it. Yeah. It was absolutely terrible. Which is such a shame because what's his name? What's his name?
Keanu Reeves?
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, Keanu Reeves, yeah. Like that's such a shame because Keanu Reeves is like one of the best actors ever. Like he's he's like such a good person. So
I saw a theory that they were purposely making it bad because the whole plot about the movie is them having to make a video game they don't want to make and they don't know how to make a sequel to it. And it's like, if you apply that logic to this movie, it makes perfect sense because it's not something they want to do and they don't know how to make a sequel because it already was left off on a good place where it was before. Ooh, it doesn't need to happen.
Yeah, it's very unfortunate that is how it started.
With Jurassic World.
I want to say it was Star Wars. They didn't need to make the last three movies.
Star Wars?
It might be either of those.
Which one came out first?
Both of those came out right around the same time, so I'll put both the blame on it. But yeah, that is true. It was both of those, really. And like, first off, like Star Wars 7, it was the best out of all three, 7, 8, and 9. 7 was better than 8, which was better than 9.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'll give 7, like it was like it was not worth the hype, but it was good for what it is.
Yeah,
and then but it could have been, and better, so people were like, but... "Yeah, exactly." So people were like, "Okay, I'm not against this. Let's see where this goes." Same with Jurassic World. Jurassic World was not nearly as good as the first three, but it was still good.
Like, Chris Pratt and made Jurassic World good.
Sure, exactly. But then, like, they were like, "Oh boy, everyone wants to see this. Pump them out, pump them out, pump them out."
Uh-huh.
And the dumbest mistake of Star Wars was that like the original plan was to swap different directors and different writers per movie. What the fuck? Why would you do that?
Like,
this writer came up with this story and wants to see it over the entire trilogy. All right, he's done his movie. Let's bring it to someone else. What the fuck? Who came up with that dumbass idea at Disney? The dumbest fucking thing they've ever decided. That makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, goddamn.
I just learned recently that a new season of The Mandalorian is out, and I didn't see anything for that. I wouldn't have known if
quit watching.
I know, but like I wouldn't have known. It just
there's a lot.
What was that stupid thing a couple episodes ago where like some guy I saw on the internet, people were complaining about it. It's like, this is what Disney's done to Star Wars. It's like some old man is trying to like assassinate the queen and her husband or whatever.
I don't know, but secretly
they're the actual villains, but they're like graced, like they're like, oh, we didn't do it. Like, some stupid thing. I was watching,
I don't,
what the fuck is this?
I like
tell you the formula with Disney. The first season of Mandalorian was great. I'll give it that. And the second one, I kind of fell off and quit watching.
First season was great.
The third one's okay. It's just a continuation.
I tell you, the formula for Disney nowadays is take something that we know is successful. Something that has been successful for Star Wars, Marvel, Indiana Jones now. That new movie looks rough as shit. It looks awful.
But I'm going to watch the hell out of it.
I'm going to still watch it. Yeah, I'm going to still watch it. But it looks rough. I mean, the last one was pretty rough. Crystal Skull was not very good. I think it's going to be better than Crystal Skull. Probably will. But it's just an unfortunate, like, why couldn't they have just redone it? Like, start at the beginning and just remake that if they're going to do something rather than just bring the old poor man.
they can't remake Raiders. That would cause so much uproar.
I just don't want them to tarnish the corpse of Indiana Jones because I know it's going to end so stupid.
I'm glad that they canceled the TV show that they were planning.
There was a TV show, too?
Yeah, they were going to do a TV show.
No chance Harrison Ford would have signed on for a TV show.
No, they were going to replace him with a younger bring him back. Okay. Like, in a later period of time.
I don't know. I feel like Disney has killed Marvel.
They're
killing all of these other franchises now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The formula is take something that works, add a really dumb fucking stupid animal or little character that we can sell a shitload of merchandise off of, like Baby Yoda or the little cat from Buzz Lightyear, or literally, like, think of any movie that Disney's released recently. Every single movie has some sort of dumb little sidekick animal or plushy pet thing that they get to carry around for the entire movie serves no purpose. It just exists. And then have something happen, and then the hero and then the villain isn't actually bad, they're just mistaken, or they just have a wrong opinion, or we don't see their side, and at the very end they become friends, stuff like that. I don't know. I mean,
you go back to original Disney.
I mean, look at like the Little Mermaid, for instance, like Ursula. She was just a bad bitch. She stole her voice, and then they had to kill her. Yeah, like, I have your voice, bitch. I'm gonna go steal your husband, your man. And then, like, she, like, go back to that, I guess, or do something. Like, my God, like, imagine Tom and Jerry, but like, they only do pillow fights, and like, mom has to come in every 10 minutes, and be like, don't hit him too hard. Like, that shit's boring.
Didn't Disney recently try to make the main villain from 101 Dalmatians look good, even though she dogs?
Cruella. Yeah, they had a Cruella movie, and like, they made her just like, she's mistaken. Like, people don't realize
it. Right?
They wanted to kill dogs. Yeah, and the same with Malefic. Like, what the fuck? She wanted to kill dogs, skin them,
and wear their skin as a coat.
Like, why does she need to be why does she need context? Like, don't give me context. She's evil. Leave it like that. Like, that's that.
Like no, she just misunderstood. It's like, no, I don't think she is misunderstood.
who the fuck is thinking that? Yeah, like, why is this movie
thinking it's okay to skin dogs? She's not misunderstood.
Well, at least they didn't make them lovers, like fucking Maleficent.
I didn't even see that. I don't even know.
The end of the movie, right? Prince Charming came to kiss Sleeping Beauty. Didn't work. Maleficent came and kissed her, and she woke up.
That makes no sense.
It was the weirdest.
They don't even know each other. Doesn't make any sense. Like, they literally never knew each other from the entire process. That's so weird. I don't know. It's so stupid. Disney is just fucking, literally everything. Like, they're about to make a live-action Lilo and Stitch. And I'm really upset because was my shit. Yeah, they're making a live-action Lilo and Stitch.
Please.
I can't imagine how scary Stitch is going to be. Which is so unfortunate because it's like my favorite animated Disney thing.
It's everybody's favorite Disney
animated. Yeah, it was so like iconic growing up.
And then the TV show too?
Wait until they do a live action Phineas and Ferb.
They're actually bringing Phineas and Ferb back, but it's only for Disney Plus.
Why the fuck did they cancel it in the first place?
It was such an excellent show.
I don't think they canceled it.
They didn't cancel it. the show reached a conclusion, and the creator didn't want to do it.
Okay, canceled, I guess, in quotation marks, but every Disney show gets canceled. Like, they're like, all right, let's come up with something new.
I'm just surprised. Like, not, third,
it's not, the same like Gravity Falls. Yeah, like, Gravity Falls was great. Why the fuck did they
add?
Like, that was an excellent show. Like, what the hell were they thinking?
Well, that was Alex.
That was another show that just reached its end. That ran its course.
He didn't want to do it anymore. And then he did some other shows.
Are you sure? Really?
I'm pretty sure. I think Disney wanted him to do like 5 seasons of it.
Yeah, Disney wanted them to keep going. And he was like, no, I don't want to make my show turn into like an abomination.
Interesting.
Dang. He ended up making a show that got canceled on Netflix recently. I think it was like The Inside something or another. It was like basically...
Is that the conspiracy one?
Yeah,
like, I think all conspiracies are real. Yeah. I saw that. It's actually pretty good. Like, it did get canceled, but I went through and watched, and I was like, "Huh, this actually ain't half bad." So,
and people were mad that got canceled because it was like one of Netflix's only good shows. It got canceled so they could make a million more seasons of Big Mouth,
which is the worst thing that's ever seen the light of day,
dude. Big Mouth
in every way. Like, Bob's Burgers is rough as fuck animation, and it's still better than Netflix's.
Yeah.
like that is their prime TV show.
The worst part is Big Mouth is just, like, softcore child porn.
It's super weird. It's so strange. I refuse
to watch it.
Yeah, I watched, like, one episode. I was like, what the fuck? I feel disgusted watching this thing. It's so weird.
Visiting these kids, making them do unspeakable things. I remember there was one episode where they did like the gooey cracker thing.
Yeah.
Y'all know what a gooey cracker is, Voga?
No.
Well, we called it the soggy cracker down here. But yeah, same thing.
I don't know if I can say what it is here, but if you want to look it up, then
let's just say, Voga, that a bunch of guys get in a circle.
Oh, and no, do it on a cracker?
And whoever takes the longest
has to eat it.
That's called soggy cracker, or apparently gooey cracker in Maine.
No.
Like I said, it's super weird for that to be on a TV show based around what is like middle schoolers or something like that. It was really
kids going through puberty.
Yeah, I was like, why am I watching 13-year-old animated kids do this? This is weird. Like, whoever is writing the show and animating it needs to be put on a watch list.
The thing is, Netflix is so adamant about canceling, like, everything else and continuing this. And
actual good shit. Like, there are some great things, and, like, they're just like, nah.
Yeah.
For no reason.
It's like...
The
biggest problem is like they Netflix is so stupid. Whenever you give someone all of it at once, they will eat it up and that's it, and they're done, and they don't think about it until the next season comes out. But like, imagine, so like, it's the same with Stranger Things. Stranger Things is a thing for like 2 weeks, and then it disappears off the face of the earth for 2 years, and then comes back.
Yeah,
if you release the Stranger Things thing every week, or every other week or something like that, you could get 3 or 4 months of like content, merchandise sales, publicity, people talking online.
That's not how Netflix decided to set up their service.
Yeah, but they could easily change it because they've done it before. They have certain shows where they do release weekly because they're producing them as they, like their game shows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So they definitely can do it. But they don't, and it makes no sense. Like, they could make so much more money. Like imagine, someone subscribes to Netflix for 1 month just to watch Stranger Things, and that's it, and they cancel, and they're done. Versus, someone has to subscribe for 3 months straight to watch Stranger Things. Like, that's 3 times the amount of money. It's just
apply logic,
fucking delusional.
Who tried to put an IP lock on accounts so that you couldn't watch your account away from your home.
Are they still planning on doing that?
They pushed it out, I think, in certain countries, but they basically put it on the side burner, and because they got a ton of backlash, they're like, okay, we're not doing this yet.
Yeah,
it'll literally shoot a hole. Like, Yes, my child is just turning 18 and going to college. He is no longer allowed to watch my Netflix. Why? Because of Netflix saying he can't. What the fuck? Like, that makes no sense. Part
was, I'm pretty sure one of their promotional like out campaigns was, yeah, you can share your password with people.
Yeah, they posted it on Twitter before. That used to be like their tagline. Like it was like share like you love someone if you share your password with them or whatever. Yeah. So like, yeah. Or like imagine like grandma, like grandma doesn't have anything to watch on the TV, so mom gives her the Netflix password, and all she watches is like one stupid like the Golden Girls or something like that on Netflix every now and then. That's it. Like. No. Grandma's got to cough up $20 a month if she wants to watch the Golden Girls.
That was
like,
the thing they
tried. Grandma's not going to do that.
They had different packages. So you could basically pay for two accounts, and it would let them make a profile on your account that they could use outside of the main household. But you were just paying for another account.
Yeah, that is fucking bullshit. Well, it's fucking stupid that they, like, I think, like, base Netflix now has ads, and it's like $7 or $8. And then there's another one where it's like, oh, but for 15, you get no ads, but no 4K. And then for like $20, you get 4K. And it's like, why the fuck are you locking 4K behind a paywall?
That's why people like
YouTube. Yeah. Like, YouTube does it for free and then some. Like, fuck you. Like, it's so stupid. You already produced it in 4K. There is no point to lock it behind a paywall.
I think one streaming service that does it right is Paramount.
That is true. I will give Paramount credit.
The only reason why I got it was to watch Star Trek.
But yeah.
And like, they've done a very good job resurrecting Star Trek.
Yeah.
Because it's all fans.
I have HBO Max, which is now Max or whatever, which is stupid. Mm-hmm. And that's strictly because of all the animated stuff that they have on there.
Isn't
like
South
all Park. The DC, that might be Hulu, because I think it's Fox. So I have HBO Max strictly because it's DC, and then all the animated stuff, shit like that. Like Cartoon Network, rewatching all that stuff, like Ben 10, stuff like that. And then I have Hulu for like King of the Hill, Family Guy, Always Sunny, like your adult shows that are entertaining. And then I have Netflix, but I have not touched it in ages. I guess I should just cancel it. The only reason why I don't is because of Trailer Park Boys. I love Trailer Park Boys, but like that's the only thing that I would ever go back and watch. So,
yo, I'm not condoning this, but there are certain websites that allow you.
Yes, this is true. This is true. I just like to watch Trailer Park Boys on an 80-inch TV with surround sound because I can listen to.
There's this like, beautiful thing called
Lady. Yeah, I know.
And then you can put your non-existent USB into your TV.
Now I cannot do it because it's been mentioned.
No, we are not condoning this. It's not like this.
No, fair. Not at all.
You wouldn't download a house.
those commercials were so stupid. They were so dumb. Like, you wouldn't steal a baby. So don't steal TV.
You wouldn't steal like $1 billion in unmarked bills from a park bench.
Yes, I would. Yes, I would actually. Like, what did they think was gonna happen? Like, or like the ones where like whenever you sit down in a movie theater, they used to instead of like the dumb roller coaster thing, they used to have like a silence your cell phones, and like it had like an annoying guy screaming, and then it was like don't record, and it was like some meth head like cracked up like poked out looking motherfucker like. Holding up like a video camera, he looked like he's at like scabies or like AIDS all over his face, and like he's recording the film. It's like, why the fuck do they think that's the guy that's gonna record a TV or a movie in the theater? Like, bro.
All those things, like, this is you, buddy. Yeah, you recording this movie with your camcorder.
You have AIDS.
You got scabies, buddy.
What movie theaters do you guys go to?
The ones where they publicly humiliate you.
Yep. Yeah, if they catch you recording, the manager will stick you in one of those, like, those old, like, the where the head and the arm or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
and that really whatever they are, I don't fucking know what they're called, but they were used in the pirate days, I guess. And yeah, he'll spank you in front of the entire audience and while the movie's going on. So
it's people can throw popcorn at you.
Well, there's soda on you as well.
Yeah.
No refills, though.
I think they're called a pillory.
A pillory. Let me look that up and see.
I think a stockade is where it's your feet too.
Yes, a pillory. You are correct. Right.
I thought a stockade was like a armored vehicle.
Yo, that's a smart idea. I'm looking at an image of a pillory, and it's like 4-in-1, and they walk in a circle, and it's like powering a millstone.
Oh.
Genius.
Genius. How do we employ this?
It's not slavery if they're prisoners.
Yeah, they're just laborers, right? Yeah,
they broke the law.
And then there's one where, and then there's another one where it's Preston Garvey from Fallout 4. So there's that. That checks out.
Need your help. I marked the location on your map.
Interesting. Oh, this is an interesting one too. It's a seesaw version.
Oh,
so I guess the other guy just lets you dangle. I don't know. This is weird. Because, like, if there's two people side by side on the seesaw pillory, and then, like, one lets go, I feel like they would just be, like, strangling themselves. Oh, so, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like kind of dumb. At NYLT, we had a Mexican, and he said, "Let's play let's play a Mexican hangman," and it was a noose with two ends. And he tossed it over a tree.
Is that like
he got briefly escorted out of the camp?
Yep, I understand why.
they let him get to the point where the double-sided noose had already been tied?
Well, it was that night of NYLT where you're supposed to sleep under the stars.
Oh, I see.
And he was not having that.
We had a kid one time. This was like an 11-year-old that, like, knew, for some reason, he didn't know any knots. He just knew how to tie a noose, and he came and joined our troop. We didn't know this until, like, summer camp, right? Well, we had our we didn't know that he knew how to tie a noose. And when you're at summer camp, you normally open up your flaps during the day because they're so hot, and you're just, like, cooling down the tent, those, like, army tents or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, we all left. Well, me being SPL and the scoutmaster got called to a meeting because the camp staff went to check our campsite and there was a noose hanging in the tent. We were like, what? No, to be sure, it's like not a noose. Like, no, there's no way. It had to be something else. Like, no, there's no way. They took us over to show us there was a literal noose hanging from this.
No way.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh my God. And it worked. I was like, oh, you've got to be fucking kidding me. So, like, he got in, I say parentheses trouble. This is an 11-year-old. He doesn't really fucking know what he's doing. But I was like, look, no. You can't be tying that and hanging out in public, man.
Rings?
I don't know. It's been so long. But. Like I said, it worked. If I wanted to, I could have used it, and I wouldn't be here. It did work. So, but man, that was we got pulled into a meeting, and we were like, "What the hell's going on? Like, oh shit, did someone die or someone get hurt or something? Do we have to call a parent? Well, we had to call a parent. But
someone might need to check on that kid's home life. I'm sure they're well past not right now, but.
Oh, fuck. One time at summer camp, we lost a scout. That was a shit
the
show.
Worst.
Dude, I had the worst. Sucked.
Fucking, he got homesick, so he went to the nurse, and the nurse said, go back to camp and sleep it off, right? And he went back.
That's such a good answer.
The nurse didn't notify the troop that he was in the nurse's office.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get back from the monkey bridge, and we notice he's not in camp.
Right.
And so it's a staff-wide manhunt for this kid throughout all of the camp, right?
Right.
And this is at 9 o'clock at night, so we're using flashlights.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, this staff member, who promptly got fired after this, because he was not a staff member. He was making bad comments and doing bad stuff. He just was walking alone with our scout in the dark without a flashlight until we happened to find him.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
Very weird.
Apparently, they're walking back to camp, and he was in the nurse's office the entire time.
Strange.
I don't know if that
was.
Yeah.
We're just going to skip over that and wrap up this episode.
That's a weird place to leave off.
That's a very weird place. Yeah.
Just remember, kids, Disney movies suck now. That should be your takeaway.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Don't watch new Disney movies.
Nope. Protest. Demand better.
Remember, kids, when the government says they wouldn't do that, oh, yes, they
would. Oh, yes, they would. I love Wendigood. All right. Well, that is it for me. Does anyone else have anything? That was a off-the-rails episode. We started with the Starship and ended with pillories and seesaws.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Go do your homework, because I'm sure you have some.
Look,
I'll see you later. Fascinating.
Your teeth.
Yeah. And good luck on your exams, college kids. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.